The faithful youth were encouraged. Never did Jeremiah lose sight of the importance of heart holiness in the service of God. He foresaw the scattering of Judah among the nations, but with faith he looked beyond to restoration. The days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Those who should choose to live holy lives amid apostasy would be enabled to witness for him. The days were coming, the Lord declared, when people would no longer say, "The Lord liveth," which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but, "The Lord liveth," which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out, from all countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Such were the prophecies uttered by Jeremiah when the Babylonians were bringing their besieging armies against the walls of Zion. Like sweetest music, these promises fell on the ears of those who were steadfast in their worship of God. In homes where the counsels of a covenant-keeping God were still held in reverence, even the children were mightily stirred, and on their receptive minds lasting impressions were made. Their observance of Holy Scripture brought to Daniel and his fellows opportunities to exalt the true God before the nations of earth. The instruction these Hebrew children received in the homes of their parents made them strong in faith. When Nebuchadnezzar for the first time besieged Jerusalem and carried away Daniel and his companions, the faith of the Hebrew captives was tried to the utmost. But those who had learned to place their trust in the promises of God found these all-sufficient, a guide and a stay. As an interpreter of the judgments beginning to fall on Judah, Jeremiah stood nobly in defense of the justice of God. He extended his influence beyond Jerusalem by frequent visits to various parts of the kingdom. In his testimonies, he constantly emphasized the importance of maintaining a covenant relationship with the compassionate being who on Sinai had spoken the Decalogue. His words reached every part of the kingdom.